Our celebration was turned to the persecution because Jesus was persecuted and we will be persecuted too for our faith. But our faith will be tested through trials and tribulations, but He's with us, Emmanuel. What happened, my family all came against me because next to my home it's a mosque and they threatened to kill me. And because I brought so much riot and so much, they said, because it's a jihad, it's a holy war against unbelievers. And I was a convert from Islam and I was supposed to be killed. Or unless they gave me a choice, actually. They told to my parents and my family, if they will give me a chance, if I will renounce Jesus and come back to Islam, I will leave. But if I will not, they're going to kill me. And they came to me and said they're going to disown me and they will going to beat me up and kill me if I will not renounce Jesus and come back to Islam. And I said to them, Jesus is my everything. He's my life. And He's my beloved. And finally I found life and peace and joy. And He loves you. And and they were so mad. They were like, you become a Christian. They questioned me and I said yes. And they actually questioned my sisters too. And they were like, what did you do? Did you recruit them to become follower of Christ too? Were they trying to make all of us Christians here? I was like, no, not only you, all of the world. And they're like, they're like, you are crazy. And I said, crazy for Jesus. And I said, Jesus, He laid down His life for me. And He was faithful unto death. And I will be faithful unto death because His example was more than enough for me. And I said, because He told me if I will be ashamed of Him before people, He's going to be ashamed of me before the Heavenly Father and the angels. And I said, I will be faithful to Him because He didn't forsake or leave me. He's always there for me. He's so faithful. And they were couldn't believe their ears. They were like so furiously mad and angry. They started to beat me up. They would never touch me before, but like all hell came against me. So they beat me up onto like almost death. And I was unrecognizable, blue and black and bleeding. And my sisters were beaten as well. Saying, continue to deny and renounce Jesus. And I said, I will never do that. I better die because Jesus is my life. No Jesus, no life. And I said to them, and they were so mad, they started like choking me and like strangling me and saying, deny Jesus. And it's like my father, my brothers, like, who loved me? And then suddenly they were just so angry. And I just said, I love you, I forgive you. You don't know what you're doing, but I just want to tell you, if you will just even kill me, I will continue to tell that Jesus loves you and I love you and I forgive you. And they were so mad, and I remember they just strangled me, and I just passed out because they said, you're not our sister anymore, not my daughter anymore, I disown you, and I was completely gone. They thought I died because they choked me, but I actually passed out. And next morning, they took all my clothes and locked me, and I was all bruised and swollen, but they told me if I'll go to church again and again follow Jesus, they'll again, punish me unto death.